So is the impeachment of President Donald Trump likely? Well, according to one legal specialist who should know, not yet. Professor of Law at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley, testified at the President Clinton impeachment hearings 20 years ago and was the lead defence attorney during the most recent impeachment trial of a judge. He joined me from Washington. Professor Turley, welcome back to the world today.
Thank you.
Now, the word impeachment is being used a lot in Congress today. When and how is it possible to legally remove a U.S. president from office, aside from the election process?
Well, it can be a process that begins at any time after the inauguration, and certainly many people in this country wanted to start it before Donald Trump even finished his oath. That's part of the problem, that many people are viewing impeachment as a way to end what they view as a disastrous presidency. That's not what it's designed for, and it's also not what it can be used for. The standard for impeachment of high crimes and misdemeanors requires substantial improper conduct, usually felonious conduct. What is being alleged thus far with President Trump, in my view, does not reach the level of an impeachable offense. I testified during the Clinton impeachment, and I was the last lead defense counsel for an impeachment trial, which was for Judge Porteous in the U.S. Senate. I would say without any question that the record currently does not support an impeachment proceeding.
Is impeachment the only option to remove a president?
It is. The framers of the Constitution made it very difficult for the removal of a president. We have only had two trials of presidents in the U.S. Senate. One was Andrew Johnson. The other one was William Clinton. Both, of course, were acquitted. It's a standard that demands a level of great caution and circumspection. It's very difficult. Now, having said that, senators can obviously vote to convict. The House can vote to impeach on grounds that they define. This is generally not reviewable by a federal court. But history has shown that both houses have reserved that process for the most extreme circumstances.
We are now seeing Democrats in particular talking about impeachment. As you say, it has never happened in US history. But is it possible that we are now seeing, with the issue of passing on classified intelligence to the Russians and with the issue of interfering potentially with an investigation, that Donald Trump has put himself in the dock?
Well, there's no question that President Trump has created the worst possible context to review his conduct. His statements publicly have undermined the White House significantly. But that doesn't make any of this a criminal or impeachable act. There's a tendency in Washington today to have what we call in Virginia buck fever. It's when young hunters go out and just shoot at anything that moves. And you sort of see that in some of these calls. We're just not there yet, as hopeful as people may be. In terms of the disclosure of classified information to the Russians, the president has declassification authority. Trump is right about that. It doesn't mean that he was right to do it, but a president can disclose classified information on his own discretion. You know, President Truman disclosed to Joe Stalin the most sensitive secret of all, the U.S. atomic program, during World War II. Now, at the end of the day, we judge these presidents through history, but that's not a criminal, and that's not an impeachable offense.
Has Donald Trump, though, on fitness for office, condemned himself on the issue of passing information to the Russians with what he said about Hillary Clinton's fitness for the presidency over what he called her carelessness with classified documents?
Oh, there's no question that President Trump is being pilloried, rightfully so, for these statements and his conduct, particularly when he went so heavily against Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was reckless in the use of classified information. But certainly, this is an instance where Trump appears to be equally reckless, if not more so. And I'm not too sure how things are in Australia, but the hypocrisy in Washington is deep enough to surf down Capitol Hill on. But we have to distinguish between what is hypocrisy and what is improper and what is either criminal and or impeachable. I think people are simply getting ahead of their skis on this.
And you're saying that Donald Trump needs to have done something actually illegal in order to be impeached.
Yeah, there's an odd thing about Trump. If you separate his rhetoric from his record, he actually hasn't violated the law. You know, when the courts ruled against him on immigration, he yielded. When they ruled against him on sanctuary cities, he yielded. When he fired Comey, he had authority to do that. Now, none of this makes his actions correct, but they do make his actions legal.
During Watergate, President Nixon refused to hand over his tape recordings of conversations. President Trump has hinted that he also has recordings. What would happen if, as seems possible, the Congress subpoenas those recordings and he does refuse to hand them over?
He will be forced to turn them over if Congress demands them. There's every reason for Congress to demand any and all tape recordings in his possession. I'm not convinced they exist. But if they do, he can certainly go to court and resist that subpoena, but he will lose.
And if he doesn't then hand over those, if they exist, those recordings, would that then be an offence that could be impeachable?
Yes. If he defies the courts, that would be a constitutional crisis that was a real one. We're not really in a constitutional crisis right now. We're within the constitutional process. If one of those branches refuses to comply with the inherent authority of another branch, you have a crisis and you have a legitimate basis for impeachment. Now, what he can do, certainly, is resist all the way up to the Supreme Court. So he could refuse to turn them over as he seeks a review of the Supreme Court. But that would happen relatively quickly. And when that court ruled, his time would be up.
Would his time be up immediately, though, or would it come down to a vote in the Congress?
Well, I think if the president were to defy a final order of the Supreme Court, and it would be largely unassailable. It's one of the most redeeming aspects of our history, despite the problems that we have had. Virtually all the presidents have yielded to an institution that doesn't have an army. They've always yielded to the Supreme Court. And on that, President Trump would find the country united. I don't expect that he would defy the Supreme Court. He's a margin player. You know, he comes from the real estate field where people play the margins financially and legally. But there's no evidence that he's willing to defy the authority of the Supreme Court.
In Australia, if you lose the confidence of your party and indeed of the parliament, you lose power. What happens in the United States if the president loses the confidence of his party?
Well, of course, that has always been a matter of dispute between our nations. President Wilson believed that you had the better system. At times like this, your system looks pretty damn good to a lot of people in the United States. On the other hand, the United States does have the advantage of stability. It guarantees that presidents can take unpopular decisions. If Lincoln was subject to a parliamentary system, he probably wouldn't have made it through the Civil War. And so both systems have a lot to recommend them. But as we stand now, a president is guaranteed to serve 4 years in office. The only way that that time can be shortened is if he removes himself, or he passes away, or if he is impeached. And all of those are relatively rare events.
How will he govern, though, if he does lose the confidence of Congress?
Well, that's important. That's a very good question, because people often mistake the president for the government. We have a system. People often forget how poisonous and even violent our politics was when the Constitution was drafted. So the Constitution was designed to function in the most dysfunctional periods. And so even if the president's unpopular, he can be essentially forced to govern according to the demands of Congress. He can veto legislation by Congress, but then Congress can override that veto. If he refuses to carry out federal law, he risks committing a federal offense.
And therefore impeachment.
Yes.
Interesting times ahead. Professor Turley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Professor of Law at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley, joining me from Washington.